From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio. So this just out, the U.S. gained 916,000 jobs last month. That's according to the Labor Department's March jobs report. The unemployment rate fell to 6%. Joining us live to break down these numbers is Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So 916,000 is such a big number, more than expected. Who's getting these jobs? What's going on?
This is a big story of reopening. So we had 280,000 restaurant and hospitality workers, a few hundred thousand education workers. We had a bounce in construction from the storm recovery. So it's a good story of getting people back to work.
But average hourly earnings, wages fell. So what's going on there?
It's actually not a bad story. A lot of the workers that were hardest hit by the pandemic were lower wage workers. They are the ones getting the jobs, so they bring down the average and it shows up as a decline. But that was to be expected as we started to reemploy these workers who very, very badly need their jobs.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much as always.
My pleasure.